It is just after 10 minutes past 8. Kinza from the Heart and Stroke Foundation is on the line, and it's time for us to talk about health matters from the Heart and Stroke Foundation's point of view. And today we're talking about mindful eating. And good morning, Kinza. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. And let's get straight into it, Kinza. What does mindful eating mean?
So it's quite a complex concept, actually. Eating mindfully means that we're using all of our physical and emotional senses to sort of experience and enjoy the food choices that we make. Mm-hmm. And then this in turn helps to increase gratitude for food, which in turn then improves the overall eating experience.
Okay.
And it basically just encourages one to make choices that will be satisfying and nourishing to the body. And very importantly, it's mindful eating is something that also discourages judging one's eating behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what we hope to achieve by mindfully eating is to become more aware of physical hunger, satiety cues, which in turn should hopefully guide our decisions to begin and end eating.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of, you know, you need to sort of put a lot of thoughts into the whole process.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's implying. The idea behind it. Yes.
And
yes. Why
would we want to be more mindful when eating?
So mindful eating really just opens up an opportunity for us to appreciate food more and to establish a better connection with mm-hmm. it. And it also assists in regulating appetite, assisting with digestion, and as I mentioned, just making a more enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about restricting yourself, but rather enjoying and appreciating the food. Although some people may find that eating more mindfully leads to weight loss, doing so with that expectation or intention to lose weight can sometimes be self-defeating.
Yes.
And some studies have actually suggested that mindful eating can actually help support emotional eating, as well as, issues like binge eating, and actually really just promote a healthier relationship with food rather than seeing it as something that, okay, it's calories, I need to restrict it to watch my weight.
Right. And Kinza, just going back a step with a question is, how does mindful eating actually work?
So it really takes into consideration, firstly, the widest spectrum of the meal. So, for example, where the food came from, how it was prepared, and who prepared it.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of mindful eating really just allows us to notice internal as well as external cues that affect how much we eat. And then when it comes to the actual meal, it allows us to notice how the food looks, how it tastes, how it smells. And it also enables us to acknowledge how the body actually feels after a meal.
Mm.
And once we've sort of mastered this concept of mindful eating, it allows us to reflect on how food choices can actually affect our local and global environment. You think, how is the two connected? But if you really just start from that point of, okay, what am I buying? How am I going to make it? How does it make me feel afterwards? Does it make me feel good? Maybe I don't feel so good after eating this particular food. I may need to switch it. Then you might start thinking, well, you know, it is heavily processed. It might actually be causing damage to the environment. So it's linked to a lot of other things. It starts with you and your health, but really it can branch out to a lot more.
Right. And I suppose it just means that you're putting a lot more thought into it. And what are the tips if you want to, let's say you want to now start implementing mindful eating, how do you start?
So the first thing would be to set up a shopping list. Consider the health value of every item you add to your list and try and stick to it to avoid impulse buying.
Mm-hmm.
One very important tip is to make yourself aware of where the fresh produce aisles are, for example, and where the luxury aisles are.
Mm.
You might think it's, you know, well, how does that help? But really, if you know, okay, if I carry on down there, I know I'm going to turn right and I'm just going to be exposed to all these chocolates and crisps, which I need to try and limit. So small things like that really, really do make a difference. And it starts from making that list because you know, okay, I don't actually need to go down that aisle.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to actually eating. So we say to come to the table with an appetite, but not too hungry. So if you skip meals, you may be so eager to get anything in your stomach, which will make you focus on filling the void instead of actually enjoying your food. And then also to slow down when you're eating, chew your food well and take the time to pause while you're eating. It may actually help you to feel more relaxed and again, assist in enjoying that experience. So slowing eating can allow your body also to recognize when it's full. And this is because when your stomach has taken enough food, there's a specific hormone that gets released from our fat tissues, which actually sends signals to the brain of fullness. But it is thought that it takes around 20 minutes for this process to occur. So stopping and just giving yourself time before you maybe go for that second serving can actually assist with that. And very, very important to avoid distractions, to try not to eat while you on your laptop, you know, during your lunch hour. Actually step away from your laptop and go out to maybe away from your work desk at least and just process that you have in your lunch. And also phones, televisions, just try and get rid of all those distractions so that you can actually take in that you're nourishing your body and something's actually going down.
Right. So you actually kind of concentrate on your eating as opposed to that just being a process while you do something else.
Yes, exactly.
And Kinza, just to pick up on something that you mentioned there as well, and you said that you must stay away from the luxury aisles. Now, the retail industry, if you pop to your friendly local grocer and your local supermarket, you'll find that before you can get to the checkout tools, you've got to go down an alley. I call it temptation alley, but it's exactly that alley that you're staying. We must stay away from. Obviously, a lot of mindfulness needs to take place when you're standing and waiting in that queue.
Yes, no, 100%. You're right, and I mean it's all the marketing. I think if you get yourself in, you know, you get started with those small steps, you actually see how it makes you feel mindfully eat, to eat the good foods. You'll see after a while, you'll get that habit of eating the right foods. It'll actually make you feel good that when you go back to that, those kind of bad foods, look, it's okay to indulge now and then, but you will feel the difference the more you get your body used to that. Eating of the right foods, similarly with exercise as well.
And I suppose once you've kind of got your mind conditioned, then walking down Temptation Alley won't actually really affect you.
Yes, hopefully.
Excepting you get right to the end. And, you know, Marketing 101, I mean, these guys have got it taped because you go past all the wrapped chocolates and things. And then just before you turn to go to the tools, you've got these freshly baked, very, very rich chocolate cupcakes. I'll leave it right there.
Yes.
but Kinza, getting back to the topic and mindful eating. Now, the Heart and Stroke Foundation obviously looks at hearts and heart diseases and, you know, looking after your heart. How does mindful eating assist in the context of heart disease?
So although ideal mindful eating food choices are similar to sort of the Mediterranean diet where we sent our diet around fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and all of those healthy options. The method can be applied to, for example, a cheeseburger and fries. So what we mean by that is if you truly pay attention to the food that we eat and how it makes us feel, we may actually indulge in these types of foods less often because you would be doing that comparison of when I have a wholesome meal, this is how I feel. Whereas if I just go out, you know, and I maybe get a takeout, I feel completely different. So that's the idea behind mindful eating, is having that reflection of how does it make me feel afterwards. And mindful eating can have a role to play in managing risk factors for heart diseases such as obesity and diabetes. There have been a lot of studies which have shown the positive role mindful eating can have. Some of these include a decreased intake of sweets, maintenance of fasting blood glucose, and even just overall controlling of overheating behavior. overeating behaviors. So it's definitely a concept that's becoming more recognized and studied. But it takes time. But yeah, once you actually feel the difference, you'll want to give it more importance right. Every time you sit down to eat something.
That makes sense. And Kinza, last question this morning. The Heart and Stroke Foundation has got lots and lots of resource material, and also they have certain services that, you know, the general public can make use of. How do you get hold of the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Yes, that would be our health chat line, and the number for that is 021-422-1586. But otherwise, we're also putting all our information on our social media pages, on Facebook and Instagram, and there's also a lot of information on our website. That's www.heartfoundation.co.za.
Great. Kinza, thank you very, very much for chatting to us, and looking forward to chatting next week. And keep healthy.
Yes, thank you, Wade. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Kinza. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Kinza Hussain from the Heart and Stroke Foundation chatting to us this morning about mindful eating. And don't forget that these chats are available on our website, wildcoastradio.co.za, under podcasts, or go to the Heart and Stroke Foundation's Facebook page and you can pop onto it there as well.